The Rays trying to snap the Cubs' 7-game winning streak. Blake Snell trying to move to 4-0 in his last 10 starts. John Lester on the hill for the Cubs. Pick it up first inning. Steven Souza Jr. at the dish facing Lester.
He drives this one deep into left center field. That ball is gone. Home run for Steven Souza Jr. And he did not miss that one. His 30th home run of the year. And the Rays are out in front. Ground ball right side. That's going to get beneath the mitt of Rizzo. They will wave Echevarria to the plate. The Rays have another run. First and third as Pollo moves from first to third on the RBI single by Miller. And a base hit shot into center field. Miller is going to be waved around. The throw is going to be up the line. Miller scores the third run of the inning, fourth of the game, on an RBI single by Kiermaier. Ford just stops at second. There's a base hit in the right. Souza Jr. going to score. Longoria heads to the plate. Throw to third offline. Morrison safely in there. The Rays come up with two more runs to make it 6-0.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out at a pretty good curveball right there, and Rivera is out number one here in the seventh. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out, and Javi Baez goes down, and so do the Cubs here in the seventh. And if indeed that is the final pitch of Blake Snell's night, it was a pretty good one. Puts the Cubs down in order in the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time here in St. Petersburg. It's all Rays. They lead it 7-0.
That would be it for Blake Snell. He goes 7 scoreless frames as the Rays snap the Cubs' 7-game winning streak, taking it 8-1. Snell now 4-0 in his last 10 starts, going back to late July. Wilson Ramos with 3 hits and 2 RBIs. John Lester struggles in defeat. He allows 7 runs over 4 1/3 frames. The Rays snapped the Cubs' 7-game winning streak. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
Blake was outstanding. Really, really threw the ball well. Good environment for him to pitch in. Hopefully that's something that he's can build off of, and you know, look forward to many seasons pitching in that type of environment, because it was loud, and especially after last night, a tight ball game, he needed to come perform well against a very good team, and he did. Pretty excited for Steven Souza. I know he's had a rough patch here the last couple homestand and probably the last road trips. Good to see him get the home run, and now hopefully he can take off a little bit these next 10 ball games, whatever it is, and really have a strong finish to a season that there's been a lot of good to come from it. Offensively, it was nice. You know, we've been quiet lately, but we were able to string together some big innings, some rallies. That was good to see. We got to get back to doing that a little more often than maybe once every so often.
In the second inning, what did you think about Peter Borges's bunt play?
I thought he executed it really well. You know, that's a play that we've talked about, we've worked on in the past. It's had a lot of success here in this organization, and the opportunity just kind of presented itself. You got a big left-handed pitcher falling off the mound the other way. It's tough for that guy, for any lefty to come back and field that play. And, you know, really the job of the hitter is just to get it on the ground, and Pete did that.
When you talked about Blake Snell pitching in a big environment tonight, but what have you learned about Snell, the way he navigated through a tough stretch to start the season and where he is now?
Quite a bit. You know, I want to see him finish strong. I think he's going to have two more starts if everything stays in order. Finish exactly what he's been doing. He's actually put together here a nice run, and he's turned his season around. I don't know if any of us would have thought that from where he started from, after getting sent down, that he was going to be capable of doing what he's done now, and he's kind of he's showing that he is.
I think he felt challenged, like he had to respond, kind of dig deep. And
I think so. I hope so. I mean, you want that type of environment, especially for a lot of our young players that maybe haven't been in that, and you want them to be challenged a little bit because they'll be better for it going forward. I like the fact that, you know, there were, I think, two innings there that or really one inning where the leadoff walk to Baez, then a hit by Russell. It's easy for that inning to spiral a little bit. And he made some big pitches, got a ground ball, got him to hit it to Hetch, which is always smart to do. And you know, quieted him the rest of the way.
Maybe this gets, you mentioned Souza. I mean, even though he has had the down 2-3 weeks,
yep,
he has had a pretty good year.
No, he's had a really good year. Souza, you know, watching him kind of come on as a player, 15, 16, and now 17, he's just made huge strides, and he's going to continue being a really good player for us. And, you know, good players go through tough stretches, and that's kind of what he was going through. You can't always pick the timing of it, and I certainly hope he understands how much progress he's made as a player this year. And now I just want to see him finish really strong.
Blake Snell gets the win, going 7 scoreless innings, striking out 5. He talked to the media after.
Wilson was great back there. I liked his game calling, especially going inside. He helped me a lot there. But, yeah, I felt all my pitches were working really well.
Blake, for you, this has been a tale of two seasons. What have you learned about yourself, the way you navigated through a tough stretch and now the way that you've been pitching?
No, I just learned, just got to keep going. You're going to have good, bad. Just got to keep learning and keep making the adjustments that you need to. But, yeah, no, just I like the confidence that I had, and I just kept believing in my stuff.
I was just going to say, you're so much more efficient at this point in the season than you were earlier in the year. What would you say has been the biggest thing for that advance?
Just the consistency that I'm throwing strikes. I believe in all my pitches, and I'm throwing them where I want to throw them, and there's a lot of conviction there. But at the same time, believing in Wilson and Suki behind the plate, they've been great, and they've really instilled a lot of confidence in me just by having them back there.
Blake, Kevin Cash said he thought it was a great experience for you to pitch in this kind of environment tonight. It was loud, crazy. You know, what did you think about it?
Yeah, no, I loved it. A lot of fans here, so it was fun to pitch, especially having a lead. I mean, just it makes it a lot easier on me when I have a lead that I just need to focus. I can make a mistake, but just have to be able to play and execute.
Up next, the Rays begin a series at home against the Orioles Thursday. Matt Andrews on the Hill.